Now, the last couple of weeks, Margaret Mills has been looking at gang crime in the dim and distant past, Coggeshall. But this week, I'm pleased to say that you're looking at something a little bit more relaxing. A natural historian,
yes.
John Ray, yeah?
Yeah, he's a man whose name's largely forgotten, unless you happen to be a natural historian today. But we owe John Ray rather a lot. He was born in 1628, and the family home was at Black Notley. We don't know quite how he managed this, because he was only the son of a relatively humble blacksmith. But somehow or another, at the age of 16, we find him at Cambridge studying as an undergraduate. And he was a brilliant scholar. His interest was always natural history. It's said that the villagers at Black Notley would bring him plants and beetles and bugs and caterpillars and so on for him to observe. And he had great powers of observation. Natural history in the 17th century, there was a lot of superstition about it, and a lot of it was largely undocumented. And this is where Ray comes in, because when he leaves Cambridge, we find him beginning to document in a very structured, ordered way facts that he's observed for himself over long years of study about natural plant life and animals. And we owe the fact that we know so much about him to a Cambridge scholar, a man called Dr. Raven, who brought together the information about John Ray only in 1942.
Oh, a long time.
So really, our knowledge of him before this was practically non-existent. So we have Dr. Raven to thank for collating the information. But certainly Ray published books, and his studies have gone down and been documented. And scholars today do place a lot of reliance on the information that he collected over the years. As a blacksmith's son, even more incredible. We really don't know how this young man found himself at Cambridge, because in coming from a relatively humble home, you would have thought that he would have followed perhaps the same occupation as his father or similar, instead of which he goes on to become a brilliant Cambridge scholar. He went to Gonville and Caius College and produced books documenting his finds, which scholars today are still relying on.
Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And where are you off to next time?
Next time I'm off to the Kelvedon Hatch secret nuclear bunker.
Oh, so you're going to blow it all, probably get arrested.
I am.